now that I've been in the profession for many years, there are times when I'm asked to give talks about to younger folks about career advice and guidance, and one of the points I make is that, and one of the points I make is these people are very bright. Most, I'm sure, are smarter than I am. But one thing I've mentioned to them is don't discount luck, both good and bad. And part of that comes from my experience first in the University of Washington and another experience where serendipity really played a role in my career. And one of those experiences, those two primary experiences, came that first year that I was in Seattle. It was the first year of that I was in that program as a junior, so I was taking introductory level courses in atmospheric science. And about 2 months into the term, near the end of the term, one of the professors approached me, really out of the blue, which I guess is appropriate for a meteorologist, and said that he had just received some grant money from the National Science Foundation to do analysis research on data that had been recently collected in a field program. And it turns out that field program was just off the coast of Africa in the tropics. And I was thrilled. I was delighted that I've only been there a couple months and here I'm being offered an opportunity. And so of course I agreed. And ultimately the work that I did for this professor turned into my master's thesis. And some of the work I did there as well was for another one of his students who was a graduate student who was completing her PhD work. And later on, when she finished, she went on to go to be a professor at Texas Tech University. And little did I know that behind the scenes, the professor who had asked me originally, plus this professor, had been kind of plotting to steer me towards going there after I finished my master's degree. And that's actually what happened. I wound up going and being one of the graduate students for this, Dr. Leary, who was the graduate student of Dr. Howes, who had invited me to be in his program. And so I wound up doing my PhD work in Texas at Texas Tech. But the serendipitous part about all this was that and we laugh about this now, years later, was he invited me to be in his program. And as I said, that was a great honor and actually wound up not only giving me experience, but got me started in tropical meteorology. So here I am at the University of Washington in Seattle, which has no connection, really very little connection to tropical weather. And I wound up being tropical meteorology because of this. But the funny part is that we realized later on that he had mistaken me for someone else who I'm sure was doing much better in his class. I was in his 301 introductory course. And he realized that sometime later. And we laugh about it, as I said now, because if he hadn't made that mistake, he would have chosen someone else. And who knows where I would have wound up or what I would have been doing if that hadn't occurred. So that's one of the two important cases of good luck for me.